Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No, we're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know, or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's 995 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The 995 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Hey. Gotta get this cake up. Money on my mind, yeah, I'm chasing at the paper. M-O-N-E-Y, on my mind all the time. So you know we gotta grind. No, I cannot waste no time. Wake up, wake up, gotta get this cake up. Pocket full of money, yeah, you know we getting paid up. That ain't the shit you doing, trust me, ain't gon' fade up. M-O-N-E-Y, chasing at the paper. Call the plug up, yeah, I hit him for the pack. Shorty ass fat, yeah, I hit her from the back. All that gas up, yeah, sativa, get me lifted. With this music shit, yeah, you know I'm just so gifted. If you niggas hating, yeah, please keep your distance. That 40, I squeeze, yeah, I'm aiming for your baba. I'm counting up this paper, yeah, you know I'm just a fly guy. 100 on the dash, on the cash, yeah, we swerve by. Wake up, bake up, gotta get this cake up. Money on my mind, yeah, I'm chasing at the paper. M-O-N-E-Y, on my mind all the time. So you know we gotta grind. Gotta get this cake up. Pocket full of money, yeah, you know we getting paid up. That ain't that shit you doing, trust me, ain't gon' fade up. M.O., anyway, taking that the cake.
Enzo, I picked up and I dialed in. Lift talk, my money long like thousand. Street fighting on the pound pit. What's that, then? Switch, I'm a great. Kush cake, caught twice, didn't miss length. I did this to my wife, never cared about a death date. Spoils to the victor, kinda easy, call it checkmate. Enzo, I'm gon' show them that it's a rental. Chop, chop ahead, no incident. We be the plug, don't blow the whistle.
Wake up, bake up, gotta get this cake up. Money on my mind, yeah, I'm chasing at the paper. M-O-N-E-Y, on my mind all the time. So you know we gotta grind, no, I cannot waste no time. Wake up, bake up, gotta get this cake up. Pocket full of money, yeah, you know we getting paid up. That hatin' shit you doing, trust me, ain't gon' fade up. M-O-N-E-Y, chasing at the paper.
All right, welcome to the Essence of Time show. I am your host, Asa Atunre, and you are tuning in on live radio from Lagos. I want to personally thank DJ Honeybee for being our mother and father's favorite producer here at ONE, and I would also like to thank the listening audience for joining me tonight. Please invite a friend. How do you reach us? Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Them Boys Looking Glass Entertainment. So before we get into the good conversation tonight, there's something that I would like to say. I have some good news. I have a lot of good news, but I'm just going to share a little bit with everyone here tonight listening. To all my fans, everyone know it's Libra season, and I am a Libra, so happy birthday to all of my Libras. And in exactly 5 days, I will be the Dirty 30. And it will be more great. I will be more than grateful and happy to just get to live to see this day. So I'm already excited. The number one birthday gift that I would love to have is for Sister Betsy to get into the Hall of Fame, elected as an e-shrinee. Sister Betsy, I'm so proud of you. You give me the motivation that I need to do this show, and I've been following you, and you are just so phenomenal, and you really deserve to be the e-shrinee, the Hall of Famer. We're so proud of you. We're rooting for you. So everyone, please, please cross your fingers, get your hopes and prayers up, because Sister Betsy is in it for the win it. And we're going to win that thing. So happy birthday to me, October the 17th. And everyone be listening, October the 17th, because she's going to win. And that is my birthday wish. And that would be my birthday gift to me. All right. So enough about that. Let's get into the show. The topic for the night is called Original Woman, Know Your Position. So first, I'm going to give you the definition of what original means, because I like to give all of my listeners an outlook. So the outlook for original, what does it mean? What comes to your mind when you think about the word original? It means present or existing from the beginning, first or earliest. So when I say original woman, I'm talking about the primary creator. I'm talking about the original black woman that can produce all shades of color, the primary creator that evolved from the primordial waters of Nun and Nunet. That's some deep science, so I'm going to keep it brief right there. However, I would like to give recognition to Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad, he came in 1933. And he established a school for the women, and it was called the MGT, or the Muslim Girls Training School. It was a general civilization class, and it was an all-female training program for the Nation of Islam. And for the women, it was considered the fruit of Islam, because the women, they are what we know to be honorable, and as the original woman, she is the caretaker and the nurturer. So the whole part of this program was for the women to learn how to, you know, do basic roles of cooking, cleaning, sewing, housekeeping, properly raising children, personal hygiene, and being a modest Muslim woman. So the whole purpose of MGT was for the woman to learn how to conduct herself inside and outside of the home, not necessarily just being a wife, but being a role model for the youth. And I'm going to just keep it real. We're this conversation is going to be deep. Ladies, this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a very long time. So I am really grateful that I'm able to deliver the message that I am going to deliver. Some of you are not going to want to hear it, but this is the Essence of Time show, and I'm here to deliver the raw facts, and I'm here to help elevate our woman. So let's not get it confused. I'm not bashing. I'm just speaking pure facts, and I'm not exempt from this. So it seems like the black woman, or the original woman, she did a whole 360. She went from being humble to savage, and it seems like this all developed after the 70s. Today, the woman is not in her original nature. She's been colonized. She's been programmed. She's been compromised. And what is the formula to all of this that I'm talking about? The formula is independency. I'm talking about the Willie Lynch law, the submission to the white man. And as sad as this is going to sound, the black woman is the only woman out of all races that went against her black man only to submit to the fear and the ignorance that was placed upon us. And it seems like today the original woman doesn't want to be the nurturer or the caretaker. She has to be the head honcho. She has to be the dominator. She doesn't know her place because she's everywhere. She's everywhere but in her original nature. And it seems like she would rather be the man in the relationship more than the woman. This is the Willie Lynch syndrome, you guys, that I'm trying to get you to see. I'm trying to get you to paint a visual so people don't be like, oh, well, I'll set a congrave. Here she goes just trying to bash the black woman. No, I'm speaking facts. This is something that was developed during slavery, but we kept it going. And even during slavery, the man always stood by his black woman. It was the woman who submitted first, and she only submitted because she had no knowledge of self. She didn't know who she was at the time. So today, the black woman is out of line. And even when Elijah Muhammad came to clean up the black man and the black woman, majority of them are still masculine today more than they're feminine. And the saddest thing we could have done, ladies and gentlemen, is trade our black men in for welfare and food stamps. You know, it's funny. I've never seen an Asian woman in the child support office. I've never seen an Indian woman in the child support office. You barely, just barely will see white women in the child support office, but they're in there too. The numbers are increasing due to this pandemic, and a lot of people have lost their business. There are a lot of non-minorities getting the government assistance, so no one's exempt. But you don't see other cultures like you do the original woman in the food stamp office. And it's all programmed, like I said. This is all a part of the Willie Lynch law as well. And did you know... did a lot of you know that in order for the woman to receive assistance from the government, she has to put the child's father on child support? Because the government feels like as long as they have to take care of another man's responsibilities, he's obligated to pay for that. And this is how you know the original woman, aka the black woman, doesn't know her position. She doesn't have enough sense to know it's better to have the man in the house to protect and provide than him being divided from his own family. The black man, he had it hard. He has it hard here. Y'all really do. Y'all have it really hard. You've already been stripped from everything. The black man was stripped from his pride. He was stripped from his culture. He was stripped from his language. He was stripped from his manhood. And due to the colonization of the American system, this European system that we're conducting ourselves in, he doesn't even have his woman. Why? Because she's too busy being state property. She's too busy thinking she's free and she's independent. And I don't need a man. I don't want a man attitude. Well, accept it or not, black woman. But that's exactly what you became when you gave up your black man to be independent. You gave up your freedom. You gave up your voice. You gave up the only thing we really had left in this world. We're going to take a nice radio break. Brother O, what you got for us?
Barbara. Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. Now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Oh, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing? Should I dare step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? You see, I don't want no trouble now. I hope you understand.
Welcome back. This is Asset Atunre, and you are live on Largos with the Essence of Time show. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. To all the listening audience, if you have friends or family that would like to tune in, but they have Metro PCS and they cannot log in, please tell them to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Ngozi Time, and they will be able to listen to for free. Thank you so much. All right, woman to woman, we are going to talk about respect, because a lot of people don't know what it means. And us as black women, the original woman, we don't know what it means. And the black woman, she's more disrespectful to herself than anyone can ever be. Back in the day, when Elijah Muhammad brought MGT to the women, they had morals. They had self-respect about themselves. They was covered from head to toe. They weren't showing off. Nothing was showing. Everything was covered from head to toe. They knew how to conduct themselves amongst one another. They knew how to build. Back then in the day, there was no strip clubs to go to. Only juke joints. The women had culture during the 1930s to the 70s. Today, these females come outside with no clothes on. They all on Instagram, snapping pictures and TikTok, getting naked, and they in the strip clubs, and it have really changed. And for me, to be in this generation, I'm very disappointed. But we have a caller in the queue. Caller one, you are in. Tell us, what's your name and where you coming from?
I'm Cheryl LeBrand, Knightdale, North Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's popping, gorgeous? Hello.
Hello, how you doing? How you doing? First of all, my beautiful sister, the first thing that I want to talk about, and I'm going to go to the other, is that, to me, I'm a single parent, a single mom, and I was married over 20 years. 50% of the women that is playing different roles are sometimes forced that. And the reason why I'm saying that, I don't think any real woman really wants to raise kids by themselves. But when you're in a situation and that man leaves or chooses to do something different, you are forced to put on the hat, the mother, the dad. And for me, after being married with my ex for almost 23 years and a military wife, that went from a military wife to that I had to, but I still got the coaches, the band of teachers involved. The second part you was talking about, that we have lost respect, I agree with you 100%. But once again, I said it starts from the original, what's in the house and what we are showing them and God. And it's okay to be sexy sometimes to a certain point. I ain't saying show everything, but sometimes, and maybe every 3 years I do. But back in the day, the men were in control and they brought home the bacon. And the women said, yes, ma'am, and stayed in order. We need to get on both parties. Order for this to get right. Number one, God's supposed to be the head, whether you go to church or not. And our men, we can't make excuses for the men or the women. And men need to step up more, even if they're not in the house. They need to do their responsibility. And so much pressure won't be on a lot of women. And the ones who not doing right, they only going by for what they see. So they acted out, and you can't do that. My job is to raise my kids and stay in order regardless whether he in there or not. But it was not my choice to raise them by myself. So that's what I wanted to say to you, my beautiful sister.
So thank you, my beautiful sister, for chiming in. I appreciate everything that you said, and everything you said is absolutely correct. And, yes, you're right. A lot of women don't choose to be single mothers. And that's why I said in the beginning that I'm not here to bash anyone. I'm just here to deliver my personal experience and what I've seen over the past 400 years.
And beautiful sister, you're not. You're speaking the truth that a lot of people don't want to talk about. The bottom line, not cutting you off, the houses are out of order. And that's, It starts from the head up. I say that all the time. I ain't saying my house is perfect. I didn't say that everybody is just do everything and I don't have to pray and get all my kids. I'm saying that the houses are out of order. If we stop trying to be their friend and be their parent and guide them and lead them to the direction and stop allowing what they're doing out there to bring in our house, we wouldn't have this problem. And that's the number one. There has to be boundaries somewhere. And if it's not in your home, how do you respect? We need to teach our young boys how to be men. And I couldn't do that. So they band teacher, they football coach. Hey, I didn't pretend. If there was an issue, I talked to them. And that's the problem. We don't want nobody to say nothing to our kids. And then when they go out here and get in trouble, then we want to say something. So that's just my opinion. That's just that from my personal life. I pray for every single mother out here. And I pray for the men who want to do right and the women not allowing them. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Cheryl LeGrand. I appreciate you for always tuning in to all of the ONE hosts. We love you so much, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, so we are going to continue on with the program. And Ms. Cheryl LeGrand was right. Yes, we do have to learn how to self-respect ourselves, and that's what I was getting to. We wonder why these men call us all of these names, and it's our bad having attitudes and our disrespectful mouths, and we're the reason why we're still at the bottom. You know, women, us especially women, this has nothing to do with the men part, but us as women, we don't know how to come together and build with each other. Men, you put a group of men in the round table together, they're going to brainstorm up something, and they're going to mastermind and create something great. That is why it's always been recorded that the men are the better scientists. Not trying to give y'all all the juice, my brothers, but y'all really know how to build, and I love it, and I sit and I learn from y'all. And to be honest, every original woman in the project put all their food stamps together. Do you know how many black-owned markets that we can own? If all the black women in the project put all their welfare checks together, we could build our own housing communities. We can build our own schools. We can build our own hospitals. Do you know how many times I've tried to share this idea and it gets ignored? This idea, I try to go to the projects and I try to talk to these women and I try to put ideas for them together, because I hear the complaint of how we're all tired of struggling, we're all tired of being, you know, living like paupers, like we're a little house on the prairie or something. So I give these women these ideas and they don't even want to take it. Nobody wants to listen to what I have to bring, and I'm only 30 years old delivering this knowledge. Many women don't know how to do basic elements like gardening. Gardening now. And girls need to learn how to garden starting at the age of 5. This is why we need MGT introduced in public schools. Matter of fact, we need more than MTG in public schools. We need it in the household. Boys and girls, when it comes to schooling, they don't need to be together. They need to be separate, because how we carry ourselves matters, and how we communicate matters. And if we cannot communicate amongst each other as women, we are not going to know how to conduct ourselves and be civilized when it comes to conducting ourselves outside of our homes as women. That is the problem. Now, I'm going to give y'all a scenario to help you better understand what I'm talking about when I say the original woman is not in her nature today. Have anybody ever seen the movie Roots? I'm sure many of us had to go to school to learn this stuff and study on this. Roots was a very good educational movie for Black History Month and just throughout history period. There was a scene where Kunta Kinte's wife had told him to stop thinking about Africa. Now, Kunta Kinte, he was a very rebellious slave. Africa lived in him no matter what. It was always Africa. All he thought about was Africa. And black men, the one thing that I love about my black men, they have always tried to keep the culture alive. The women didn't want to be original. They wanted to be Americanized. They wanted to be programmed. We got so accustomed to disrespecting our men, Because we have a system now that can back us up. You know what that system is called? It's called 911. And a black woman is so quick to run to the Oak and Salem every time she has a problem with her man. And that is a huge problem in today. And a lot of women don't want to admit it, but you know it. And you know that as soon as you dial 911, it is it for that man, no matter what. And another major problem is women think that giving birth makes them mothers. No, it's not just about giving birth. It's all about how you conduct yourself, as a parent, as a woman, as a role model, as a leader, as a teacher, as a nurturer, as a carer. This is why we need MGT. So our daughters can know how to run a household, maintain the family, and keep it together, keep themselves in order. You got young girls learning how to twerk before they know how to grow a tomato. You got young girls learning how to strip on the pole before they can even become wives. They're having babies by multiple men, and they're justifying it. They're justifying it by saying, I needed somebody. You didn't want the man that you had, so you kicked him out and settled for the food stamps just to get somebody else and get pregnant by another probably no good. 80% of the black men leave their families not by choice. Not by choice. It's the woman and her attitude, because she gets angry and she goes into a rage and she puts him out when things don't go her way, and she's calling the police and locking him up. Next thing you know, you got baby mamas fighting each other over $20. Don't be that woman. We have to be the original women that our ancestors and our great-grandmothers raised us to be. MGT is what we need to get us in order, so the women can learn how to properly cook, they can learn how to clean the house, and they need to have these children setting the table. How many women, woman to woman, how many of you actually still have your children set the table and wash the dishes every night? I guarantee you, not too many people are still setting the table and actually having dinner at night. And that is how I grew up. I grew up setting the table, and once I was done setting the table, I washed the dishes. That is how a family was structured back then to today. I have never seen a race so proud to be someone they're not. The black woman is so proud to be everything but original. And that's not what's up, you guys. We have another track next by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey Honey Bee Olasky with our old school Grammy Track Award winner Aretha Franklin. Let's go.
I'm only one step ahead of heartbreak, one step ahead of misery. One step is all I have to take. Backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your eyes. One kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips. Your umbrella on my shoulder keeps reminding is a
is your mother and father's favorite producer? DJ Honeybee. I like the way you did that track. Got to love some good soul music, you guys. O-N-E Dynasty, we got all the good tunes for the right mood for your ears. Welcome back, you guys. This is our Set of Tune Ray with the Essence of Time show. Invite a friend. We still got a lot of time left on this clock, and the oven is at 400 degrees, but we are about to pump the kitchen up to 450. All right, we got caller two in queue, but before caller two, please everyone join the conversation, 513-456-9133. Press one to join the conversation. Caller two, what it do?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm in echo. Yeah, I see it. Hold on, wait a minute, I just saw it. All right, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you got to fix it now.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, we're going to die. You can hear me better now.
I can hear you. Talk to us, brother.
Oh, man. I'm over here. We just chilling. And I noticed, I was like, let me go check the Facebook. See what the heck is going on. Now I see you, and now I'm hearing you talk. Like, you ain't the magic, man. You magic man doing it, but you talking, like. Yeah. You ever see rain come from the sky? And sometimes it don't hit you. I'm like, damn, is that magic? How the hell was your radio when it didn't touch me again? You know what I'm saying? But you smacking all these women in the head. And I like it. Because I'm like, yo, you know what? If my I can't even say the word on the radio because I might get in trouble later on with the government. I mean, with the court system or with a judge. I don't know. I just can't say the word. But it made me want to swallow my spit. Cause I'm like, yes, bet. A woman against a woman. Let go. It's like a cheerleader squad. I'm your new. I'm not cheerleader, but I'll be cheering you out. Damn. I love it. And if you think about it, these women of these days now, the caring is out of pocket. Like, all they care about is we wear short shorts. You know what I'm saying? Even the kid is growing up talking about, hey, Ma, I know you ain't talking to my boyfriend again. I know you ain't talking to my... And you're like, wait a minute. How old is you again? And the mindset is no more creativity. They're all about, no, we're going to get the junk food, dog. And the junk food costs more than getting regular food if you think about it. Because y'all so dumb. I mean, I'm sorry. People are so dumb, they're like, we're going to McDonald's. I'm like, okay, y'all better not. They're going to McDonald's, they get five people something to eat, and they all want the same thing. Nobody want a happy meal. They want a full meal. But by the time they spend it, they're like, yo, was that $35, $40? Now, if you go to the supermarket, look, you can have Christmas or Thanksgiving, or you can just have a, some of y'all might want Hanukkah, some of y'all, you know, y'all might want to be, I'm talking all crazy. But I'm just saying, you got more food, and the best part about life, you got leftovers if you know how to cook. That's the best part. You can take it to lunch. You can take it for breakfast. You can do anything. You can do brunch. Whatever. But these women now, they're like, I'd rather be a part-time prostitute and figure out how to get the money without having a thought that I need to wear a dress sometime. I need to hold back. And not that anybody see all my stuff. And I want to learn how to make my man happy by cooking. You know what I'm saying? That's how sometimes you get a man, but you know how to cook. Because that boy going to lick his fingers. I know listen, I don't know what else to tell y'all people. But if you don't listen to this woman tonight, go home. I'm sorry. I said so much.
I love you, Will, and I thank you so much for calling. But please tell the listening fans and callers, who are you and when your next show is?
I'm sorry. My next show is, I'm with a guy, yeah. My next show is not this Friday. I think it's next Friday. And my topic, since I'm going to be ignorant like I always got to be, I'm going to use a nice good one, but I want everybody to get involved. It's called Intelligent Questions and Answers Inspiring Minds Would Like to Know. Like, there was an example I came up with because my boy said it. I said, when you look and you go to your car, you get in your car and you look at the fuel gauge, you look at the arrow, and you'll see what side the fuel gauge is on, like, you know, where your tank is on. But a lot of people don't know that. And then I was talking to somebody today, and they give me some more information. So I'd rather the people call in and give me intelligent questions, and if they want to answer, so we all can learn and be educated all at one time, so the kids can listen and be like, yo, I didn't know a black man did that, or a black woman did this, or I have common sense to do this and learn and actually become educated on one radio show. Three.
All right. Well, Will, thank you so much. And everyone, please tune in to Will's show next Friday if he recalls it correctly. We're going to get back to the regular program. All right. So this topic is called, would you like a male provider in the house? Yes or no? It seems as today, the woman doesn't want a male provider in the household. She just wants to play house to satisfy her emotions. And the problem is with that is there's a lack of family structure. And the woman is the main one calling on the shots. She is the head honcho, like I said in the beginning. Do you know fathers today can't even discipline their children without the woman getting in the way of their so-called authority? Why do you think black men go to white women? It ain't because of looks. It's because men are better respected by white women. Y'all don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it. Men are better respected by white women. They don't get out of pocket the way we do. They pick a time and a place to get out of line. It's rare, very rare, that you see a white woman in the streets turning up on her man. I live in New York City. And that's all I see day to day is black women cussing and screaming and throwing the black man stuff all out the windows in the streets. They want to break up the cars and bust out the windows. And they want to cut him up and tear his T-shirts all to pieces and set him on fire. I literally watched today a woman knock her man all upside the head. And he didn't do anything but just sit there and take it. I'm sure he was embarrassed. He didn't know how to react to the situation, and it happened so sudden, we're all looking around like, what in the world is wrong with this lady? You don't see white women on Facebook bashing their white men, but every day I get on Facebook and here goes the black woman, oh, the black man ain't shit. I hate him. I can't stand him. My child will never see him again. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. When the black woman gets angry, the first thing she does is do one of two things. That's run to social media, run to the police, or run to the fans and family. I'm not exempt. I've done it myself. I haven't called no police. I'll never call the police on the black man. But I have been ratchet enough to get online and put my personal business out there. I have turned up on my black man out in public like a savage. I've done all of that. So I'm putting myself on the forefront and admitting to my fuck-ups. Excuse the French. Sorry, I know you're not supposed to say the F word. I apologize, Brother O. But if I can sit here and say we're out of order, then God dang it, some of you women need to start taking accountability. Because for decades, the black woman has been out of order. And Offset Atun Ray is here to tell you it is time for you to humble yourself and know your position. It's time for all of us to humble ourselves and know our position. We cannot continue to raise these young girls in ignorance. The woman is the first teacher. She's the nurturer. She's the caretaker. It's more than life than just giving birth to babies. Anyone can put a roof over their head. It's about grooming them so they can know how to act civilized amongst themselves inside and outside of the home. You know, back in the day, it took a whole village to raise a child. There are no more villages raising children. You know why? Because the new modern day colonized, Europeanized woman has a problem with how the children were being raised. We had Big Mama in the house. There was discipline. There was structure. There was order. Big Mama dead and gone. So now what we got? A bunch of old head black women wanting to still be 20. And now we got the 20-year-olds who still 13 and 14 in their minds because the old head mamas that we're supposed to have to be the leaders, they're not being the leaders. Young girls are raising themselves through television. Television. T-E-L-L, television. They're looking up to Cardi B and Beyonce as their role models. And the generation that we are raising, we're raising them to fit the image of what society is telling them to be. We're not raising these girls to be honorable women. We're making them grow up way too fast, ladies and gentlemen. And I say gentlemen, too, in this because men, y'all have a role, too. You can't let the woman keep dictating. You got to put your foot down. Fathers, I'm talking to you now. You, like Ms. Cheryl LeGrand said earlier, you have to put your foot down. Malachi Z. York told us that the black woman is God. And we don't understand our true powers that we possess within. It's time to wake up and get out of the dream world and be the divine nature that you are. Because the black woman is so powerful, she can move mountains. She can breathe life back into the man if he stops breathing. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. You can look it up. Isis was the first woman to put her husband back together in ancient Egypt when they beheaded him. A woman's touch alone can heal a man. It can uplift him. It can elevate him into his higher potential. And as sad as to say it, the black woman has never been the black man's peace. Never have most of us been the black man's peace. And I'm sure majority of them haven't done the same for us. And I want to hear from the brothers. I need more brothers to call in and let me know if the black woman has ever been your peace. Because we are going to answer some serious questions tonight, and we are going to get down to some serious solutions. But for now, we are going to go to the next track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Honeybee Olasky. Let's go.
Shot me, my heart beats racing.
ain't nothing but a gangster party, baby. Dial in at 516-391-33. Press 1 to join the conversation. We have caller 3 in queue. Caller 3, what it do? Let us know what's your name and where you calling from.
Hey, this is Ricardo. You know, I was listening, you know, from the beginning. It's so many topics that you were talking about. I don't even know where to start. One thing I will say was I was actually talking to my aunt maybe about a week ago, and she was just talking to me about, you know, back in the day when the women or whatever, in order to get welfare or to get into the, you know, the low income projects and stuff, they the idea, you know, the objective was to take the black man out of the home. And I remember personally when my brother was alive or whatever, like when he, you know, would get in and out of jail and he wouldn't be able to, like, he was always there for his kids. But I remember, like, it was hard for him to come home and try to do right and get a job because he was already, they was already garnishing his money. And he had 5 children. So it was just already, like you were saying, it's, the system is already, you know, against black men, and just having those type of, I guess, variables, you know, it makes it even more challenging. So when she was telling me, like, that the goal is to remove the black men, you know, from the household, I was just like, wow, I never thought of it like that. Now it's a little different, it seems like, with the projects now, and it's like, you know, anybody could kind of, you know, be in there or whatever. It's not as strict as it used to be. But she also talked to me about the experiment, like, as far as, like, with rats, she was telling me, like, they had this thing where she was saying, like, it was rats and this kind of, like, how did she explain it? Basically, where they was kind of secluded in the area where they had, like, they was gated in, and the idea was for them to be, like, on top of each other, and eventually, she said they had, like, it was an experiment. It was a liquor store and all these type of different variables in the experiment, and eventually, you know, the rats just started killing each other. And it was just basically just saying how with us as black people, like a lot of us that's in these, you know, impoverished neighborhoods, you know, kind of gated in, you know, and with the liquor store and all this stuff, eventually we wind up killing each other. You know what I mean? So I just thought that was interesting to make that correlation between the study and just how real it is with black on black. I know when you ain't really talking about it, but I do know, like, how strongly I feel, like I was saying it on Chinchilla's show, as a black man who's educated, and how when I get pulled over by a police officer or I go into a store, you know, where I can't afford, you know, whatever it is that I want to buy, and how I'm constantly being, you know what I mean, watched or looked at, or, you know what I mean, or when I get pulled over, I'm scared. I don't know if I'm going to get killed, or, you know what I mean, it's really, really crazy. So it's just like, I say all that to say, like, I lost my train of thought, but it's hard, you know what I mean, being a black man. It's hard being, I think, black in general. But as far as men, I would say just being in the household, I just would love to see more black men step up. You know, I also was saying, you know, I'm an educator, so I see very few black men that's involved in their kids' life. And I had made a real interesting observation the other day. It was this one kid who, you know, was saying bang, bang, all this other stuff, gang, gang, and all this other stuff. And I realized, of course, these kids are just a product of their environment. And the father came, you know, kind of high or whatever, and came up. And the guy never, you know, the father never came to address and say, you know, how his kid doing, or how's he doing at school, you know. And I remember talking to my co-teacher about it, and I said, you know what? I said, maybe for that young man, I said, yeah, it would have been nice if he came to me and was asking how his child was doing in school. And, you know, since the comment of him coming to school saying, you know, gang, gang, I said, but maybe for him, it is a step just being there. You know, maybe his father wasn't at all present in his life. So even though it's not, he's probably not there, you know, like on an everyday basis, maybe in his mind is like, you know what? But I'm showing up the best way I know how. So I know what a lot of these parents and these generations, a lot of these, a lot of people are just, you know, basically giving the best they can, you know. And I had to realize that with even my own parents, like sometimes, like, I think healing just really starts with just realizing, like, even though maybe your parents wasn't the best that you feel like they were, but maybe they gave you really all they could give you, you know. But I think it's important to have those conversations, you know, also with parents and young adults and just breaking generational curses. So I think it just all starts with just having those conversations and communicating and, you know, just want to break the generational curses.
Yes, Ricardo, I really appreciate you for calling in and touching bases with me on that. That was wonderful what you said, and I also enjoyed your show as well. Can you please tell everyone when's your next show?
Yes, my next show is November the 8th at 9:30, so stay tuned, everybody. And thank you. I'm really enjoying the show, too. Very informative.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We love you and nothing you can do about it. All right, we have caller 4 in queue. Caller 4, who are you? Tell me where you're calling from.
Hi, peace and blessings, Jim.
Peace and blessings, almost new nominated E-Shiny.
Hey, my sweetheart, I just want to tell you, I love you so much. You make me so proud to be who I am today. And thank you for bringing this subject to the forefront. It's very powerful and helpful to women around the world and to our sisters. I just wanted to say, I also have a poem for you. I wanted to say, when I was a little girl, I hold a lot of the mothers responsible for their young daughters today also. When I was a little girl, I was a teenager, and I began to have sexual ideals and things in my mind because of my mother introducing me to grown men so I could learn to get money from them. And it ruined who I was inside because early as that, I based my relationship for gain and how I could deceive them. I was taught to get money, not respect and love. So I began to not love myself because of the treatment of men and what I learned from my mother. So I wanted to leave this poem with you, and I want to also tell you happy birthday to you, too. I wrote this poem concerning our sisters. I am that woman. I am your woman that you deserted. I am Newt of Kemet with the stars in my body. I am your mother. I am your sister. I am your wife. You came from my womb. I nursed you. I was your beginning. I was called Lucy, the first woman. My name is Maya Angelou. I am Queen Nani. I am Makeda Queen Sheba. I am Rosa Parks. I am Betty Shabazz. I am Ida B. Wells. I stood up for you. I gave my life for you. I'm the slave woman that got raped to keep you alive. And you disgraced me. You disrespect me. And you made me a whore in your music. You've destroyed the beautiful soul of me. All around the world, I'm looked at as filth because you didn't love me enough to call me your queen. I'm the one who has been there since the beginning of time. Now you desire another of another race, and now I'm gay because you didn't love me. The earth is filled with my pain and my tears. Abandon me, you have my father, my brother, my husband, my lover, my king, black man. I am your woman. You deserve it.
Goodness, Sister Betsy, you got me over here about to cry. That is so beautiful. I love it, and I love you. And that was Oh, my goodness, girl. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, is our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for E-Shiny, and she is going to win on my birthday, October the 17th. Please, Sister Betsy, tell everyone when your next show is and how can people follow and reach you.
Yes, my show should be about 3 weeks from now. I don't know the original date right now, but I'm on the fourth Friday of every month. I do not have an Instagram site or anything like that, so just tune into my show. And Jim, you are doing a wonderful job, and this is a wonderful show for the women of the world. I love you dearly.
I love you, Sister Betsy. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for that beautiful poem. Ladies and gentlemen, you better, and I mean you better catch Sister Betsy with the Truth of the Front Porch, because she is personally one of the best people here on ONE Dynasty. We appreciate her so much. Now we have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Honey Bee Olasky, with our old school track by Grammy Award nominee Charlie Wilson. Bring it to me.
Greatness plus greatness equals great greatness.
Girl, I believe you can fly, 'cause you got those angel wings, and you know just what I mean. And plus the voice you sing can save a life. My baby's on the scene, something burning. She's my everything, I can't deny. That love I'm more every day. I got problems, she makes them go away. Charlie, you know I can't let you out of the game, man. Here come another girl. I'm gonna tell you what you want to hear. Let me get my game.
Excuse me, baby. Come and start it. Give me your second.
Charlie, I know you're the greatest, but you ain't gonna do this without me. It's Jay Fox, man. Let me holler at him.
Now, yeah. Charlie, I'ma take my time. Charlie, wanna know if it's true that I'm gonna do what he do with her. Yeah, yeah.
Sleeping what we
welcome back, welcome back. That was Charlie Wilson. I love that brother. My favorite track by Charlie Wilson was Charlie, baby, come home to me. That was the, ooh, now that right there, that's a real man. I give it to the brother. I've always been a fan of your music. Charlie Wilson, Charlie Wilson. I would love to collab with you one day. All right, so we're going to get back to the program. We still got a little time. Please dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And we have caller 5 in queue. Caller 5, please tell us who you are, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Ratchet City, Louisiana. And I had to say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, you have such a beautiful voice. Thank you so much. Let me find out if you can sing now. All right, we're going to start a little real live talent show on ONE because we got the talent. Talk to me, brother, brother. Let me know. What's your thoughts?
Well, Queen Sister, this show tonight, I'm going to say something shocking. I agree with Will of God, agree with Ricardo Richard. We are the lost generation. We are the generation where our great-grandparents and our grandparents are gone, and we are left with the parents of the 70s and the 80s who lost their way. And even the parents into the 90s, I would even say that. And we've come so far from the life lessons that the great-grandparents and that the grandparents taught us. We have to go back and find our way back to those times when we sat around and the elders gave us that wisdom. And the children of today, my heart weeps for the children of today if they don't have those parents who are going that extra mile. I understand that we have to do what we have to do as a community. I understand that the women have to do what they have to do to take care and support their children. But in the same time and token, we don't want to be raising children to be more broken and having to fix adults. So I love your topic for tonight. I totally support what you're saying here. I was over here screaming as you were talking. So I definitely understand your points of view. And I wanted to shout you out. That's why I called in tonight. To Sister Betsy, that piece was very moving, very heartfelt, very warming. I said you are doing a very beautiful job tonight. Very beautiful job, Queen Sister. And I'm so proud of you with this show tonight. You keep doing the work. You keep putting out that knowledge. You keep spitting that wisdom. And you keep being the voice of our generation. Welcome to the 30s. Welcome to them dirty 30s, Queen Sister. I hope that your dreams come true. I hope that all that you set out to accomplish in your 30s will come to pass. And last but not least, Brother O, with these tracks tonight, man, you better keep spinning them tracks. You better keep spinning them tracks for us tonight. I love you guys. Y'all be great, and y'all definitely be well.
Oh, my goodness. I love you so much, Jarek. Thank you so much for calling in. But, hey, we ain't letting you go like that. You got to tell the callers when your next show is with Tea Time.
Yes, a little Tea Time will be up on the air again next month, November the 2nd. And I definitely would love for you guys to tune in and check out the next show. It's going to be a really fun show, really good show. So I definitely am looking forward to it, to having you guys listen to the show. Call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some Tea Time with me, Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius D. I love you guys all around the world, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Love you, Arset, Brother O. Love you, King Brother. You guys keep putting it down.
And we love you too, Jarek. Everyone, please tune in to Jarek's Tea Time. He has the tea, and my favorite flavor is peach. I don't know what your favorite flavor is, but my favorite flavor is peach. So when we get into his show next month, I'm going to be drinking me some peach tea, okay? Okay? So let's get back to the regular program. And I just want to say something, okay? Real quick, I just want to say this. Let's not get nothing confused, because at the end of the day, this is just facts. All I'm giving is to the good women out here that are doing what they're supposed to do, being the honest, modest women, raising their children. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the savage women that are out of order, that have no knowledge of self, that aren't raising their babies right. My thing is, a woman cannot raise a man, a boy, to be a man. That's a man's job. But it is a woman's job to raise her daughter to be a better woman, to be a good woman, a honorable, respectable woman. That is why I ask the brothers, how many women have ever given you peace in your life? Because I'm not going to sit up here and lie on this show. I don't think I've ever been a man's peace. Never. I think I've given more hell than I've given peace. And I think men have given me the same in return. And it seems like, as crazy as it is, it seems like the men that I was supposed to be giving the peace to, I gave hell to. And it seems like the men I was supposed to be giving the hell to, I gave the peace to. But I, too, was a part of the Willie Lynch syndrome. We can't be the man's peace if we don't have peace within ourselves. So in all reality, it starts with the woman. I'm not going to sit here and pacify or justify that due to the reason the woman is single because the man just walked out on her. No, 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 no. That's not the case for every household. Some of you women had good men. You had hard-working men that didn't mind bringing the check home, giving you whatever you wanted. He loved you. He helped you with the kids. He'll cook sometimes. I have bared witness that there are some good men out here. But no man wants a nagging-ass woman. No man wants a masculine woman. So what's our solution? I have a bright solution in the future that I really hope that I can bring to our youth, our young girls. I plan on creating an OGT program. It's called the Original Girls Training Program. Elijah Muhammad created the MGT program, but I am not a Muslim. And I know a lot of people don't deal with religion today, and neither do I deal with religion today. So that is why I will be creating my own program called the Original Girls Training Program to teach the young girls basic skills needed to maintain a solid household. I want to give recognition to Elijah Muhammad because you did come to clean up the black man and the black woman. For some, it was successful. For some, it wasn't. My program, we're going to teach the young girls how to properly dress. We're going to teach them how to talk to one another, including their husbands. We're going to teach them how to properly cook, how to properly clean, and how to care for their babies. Do you know some women don't even know how to properly clean because you get a little wet Swiffer wet mop, you mopping the floor? No. Back in my day, and I'm just 30, but I grew up in this type of household. You're on your hands scrubbing them floors with soap pads. Have you ever heard of the brittle soap pads that your grandmother will send you down the street to get? That's what needs to be kind of cleaning that needs to be going on. Women don't know how to clean up these days, and they dang sure don't know how to cook either. So my program is going to help these young girls develop the skills so they can become wise. They can become young, nice, loving mothers, and they can become better women. Because it's up to us, like Miss Cheryl Legrand said, a lot of times on the shows when she calls in, it starts with all of us. It starts in the household first. And if the women would stop focusing so much on these men and what they doing and who they talking to or who they sleeping with or what's doing what, then can they stop to focus on themselves and focus on the daughters? Because we women, black women, original women, we have to solidify the foundation for the daughters. The men have to step in and teach the boys how to be men. And for you men who are out here neglecting your children because you just don't want the responsibility, you need to tighten up because your boys need you and your daughters need you. They need to see that man figure. They need to see that leader so they can know how to conduct themselves. We're living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, and y'all think it's a game. If black women, if we don't rise up and pull together, we will be messed up and there will be no help. Our man will not be able to save us because they don't have anything to back them up. Like I said in the beginning, it's the women that have the system. They have everything backing them up while the men are out here left to suffer. They're fighting for what little dignity and pride that they do have left. Come on now. We have to stop it. It ends today, and it starts with me today. It starts with you today, my sister. It starts with you today, my grandmother. It starts with you today, my cousin. It starts with you today, my auntie. It starts with you today, my preacher and my pastor next door. It starts with us, black women, because we are original, and we are the primary goddesses that give life. We are phenomenal. Uh-oh, do you know what time it is? It is N-G-O-Z-I, N-G-O-Z-I time.
Well, first of all, we have some callers that have been waiting. I want to thank all the callers that came on, so we'll bring these callers on because it's all about fairity. Carla, you're online right now with Arsenio Tune Ray and the Essence of Time right here on the Make It Brief now because we're not going to stay on all night.
Carla, you're on.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Well, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Today, women and men, knowing each other's position, first and foremost, women, put a foot down. Put a foot down on men. There's a shortage on men. Prison system got them. There's good men out there, but women are our weakness. Every man, I don't know, no man does nothing without having a woman first in mind. Whatever his intention is, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But women, y'all the key. Finding somebody good, finding a not only a good partner, somebody who you can view in the future to be a great, excellent mother. Teachings, these teachings are all true. We lost. We very, very lost. I'm sorry I have short time because I'm spending time with my daughter right now. You know, I'm trying to make sure this woman knows her position in life. But I listened to the show. It's beautiful. That's right. Right now, that's all I'm going to add. Because, you know, I'm still trying, like I said, I'm trying to enjoy my time with my daughter.
Oh, well, we appreciate you for calling. And can you just let the listeners know what your name is and what area you're calling from?
This is Keyshawn, and I'm calling from the Savannah area, Savannah, Georgia.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Keyshawn. We really appreciate you for calling in and giving your thoughts.
Wow. And now the person that Arsenio Tune Ray battled and won her championship in the Oney Battle Network Stars, the wonderful and archival host of our network, the 2020 Sonya Griffin Award winner, which is the new host of our year, Mr. Terrence Strand.
Just got to keep bringing that up, brother. Thank you. Oh, sir, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Terrence Strand. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying your show. This is a very, very powerful show. It's a very timely show. There are a lot of conversations going on right now. I noticed there's a shift taking place, and it seems like there are a lot of brothers that are jumping on women right now, black women, about what needs to be done that's not being done, and we can hear a lot of these conversations. And frankly, I just think it's an attempt to try to correct and bring us together, to be honest. But I like the message tonight, and the main reason why I like it is because what you're talking about is self-accountability. It's going to take both of us to learn how to live cooperatively. We must learn what it takes. I don't know how you got to be so wise at such a young age, but I certainly applaud you. I really, really do. Because what you're talking about is you're talking about the traits that are needed for us to thrive and to live cooperatively. And it's so, so important, and it's something that we have to learn what to do, because unfortunately, we have not always been taught this by our parents. We know our history. We know the trauma that we've endured, but many of us have not dealt with the trauma. Many of us are not even aware of the psychological effects of the trauma that's on us. And so what happens is it goes underground and it manifests as dysfunction. And that's what we see in our communities. So I see you taking a bold stance by focusing on your own awareness and what it's going to take to reverse the trend. And I want to applaud you with that, Offset. Seriously, I want to applaud you. This is a great show tonight in terms of what you're talking about. And you're right. We both need to accept responsibility individually. The black woman, the black man, we both need to work on ourselves. As men, we need to be better at it. We need to learn how to communicate. We need to learn how to be better fathers to our sons and our daughters. We need to take that mantle. But we can't do it alone. The woman also has to know. She has to know also. And so I appreciate the fact that you're bringing that up and you're showing the differences between women that are more healthy versus those that aren't. So I'm really enjoying the show, and I want to congratulate you on really talking about a topic that is so, so pertinent to our emotional and psychological survival. So I want to thank you for that, seriously.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling in and listening and your support. Thank you so, so much. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, Terrence, when's your next show?
My next show is on the 26th of October.
All right. All right.
All right.
On the, all right. The 2020 Sonya Griffin Award winner, which is the only new host of the linear new host of the year, Mr. Terrence Strand. Jared Thomas brought up a good point tonight, Arset. I am one of those born in the 70s, the first year of it, 1970. And I saw parents going to school. It was one of the first decades that you saw a lot of teenage fathers for the first time in American history. And I saw that I didn't want to be that. I wanted to have my son when I was mature. Offset and the rest of the international world, I had my son when I was 32 years old. I'm now 51. My son is a Libra. Happy birthday to Libras. His birthday is Friday. He'll be 19. He had and has in his life a mature father with outstanding knowledge to teach him how to be great. My son is a culinary artist. My son is 6 feet, 11 inches tall, an outstanding basketball player. And one thing that his mother and I wanted to make sure of, especially going to college, is that he would garner a academic scholarship, not an athletic scholarship, because we did not want our child, Arsette, to be known as a dumb jock, or that's how he got here. And we had the privilege to say, hey, you know, you have that choice, and he made the right choice. And, you know, of course, you know, being, you know, University of Louisville, and being able to have his craft, for him to be an artist. My son now, Arsette, can you hear me loud and clear? I know you can. My son is the best cook in our family. Did you hear that? So one thing we taught him is that the woman that you date should know how to cook. She might not match your expertise, but when you don't feel like cooking, she should cook. And I give all honor to my wonderful daughter, one day hopefully, you know, married daughter, that's at Spelman College and in Atlanta, studying law. And they have a plan. The plan is for them to be married, to have children. This is what we want to instill in our children, to be married with children. Again, to be married with children. Honey Bakatoon said it best, when you're born out of love. We got to get back and show charity with us. Charity starts at home. Charity is the love and concern which you have with your children. You have that situation that will always be blessed, always have an outstanding opportunity to perform a legacy. And that's what Only Dynasty is. Tonight, since 2013, on February 4th, a legacy that will stand the test of time, a legacy that will always build bridges. I've seen a lot of people come and go, and I've seen people stay for the long haul, thanks to our broadcasting nominee for the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Antonia Bass, has been with me almost as long as this network has been in existence. We will always give you your commitment to excellence that will stand the test of time, the lighthouse that will shine bright in journalistic prowess. My name, you already know. Tomorrow night on these Only stations, we come back on with our intern, our newest intern, and he is a firestorm, y'all. His name is Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Anders. The Only host intern show, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these Only stations, and of course, Damon Network has advertising to Oni, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi Appearance at Google Plus. Oladele Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Essence of Time, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online network. It was established upon you in 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Oladele, dot Ngozi for my and gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting, Producing, Enshrining. The 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrining. One day, hopefully, I'll be a lifetime achiever. But that doesn't mean anything. I've been telling you since that day in 2013, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. You were brought here by your mother and father. If they're alive today or they're traveling on to be with God, I'm still their favorite. Oladele Malewa and Ngozi saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight, for the next 2 minutes and 10 seconds, you have the 2021 ONE Battle of the Network Stars Champion, Arsette Atune Ray.
Thank you so much, Brother O. I want to say happy birthday to your son and congratulations to your daughter on her law school and congratulations to your son as well with that culinary. I will take you up on a dish. I am going to use actually one of Brother O's favorite quotes to end this show, but I'm going to twist it up. And I'm going to ask the women, do you know where your daughters are? It is 11:02 here in New York City where I am at. And I want to know, do you know where your daughters are? In the past month, it's been over 60 or 70 young girls missing alone in New York City. So women, take heed to when your daughters are going out partying, their friends. You need to start setting curfews for them because they don't need to be out hanging around with thugs at 14 and 15 years old past 9 o'clock, if you ask me. We're living in a different era, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to recognize that this is not a game out here. Our daughters need protection. It's up to us to protect them and provide for them the way that they need to be taken care of. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Until next time, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night. Peace and divine blessings to all and all.
Oh yes, I love her like Egyptian, on her description, my royal highness. So many pluses when I bust that, that can't be no modest. Went from yelling quicker than crows, bitches and hoes between things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes, I sing things like Kilroy. Shit, why? Because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerangs when you storm. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let they storm. Down from hitchhiking and fighting niggas into the temple they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew, looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you Miss Goody, faux shoes, even bold news that you got coached. Like acupuncture patients while our nation is a broke, straight thinking. I hate thinking that these are future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo. Need it just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the games we used to play, but now it's real jazzy bear. What up, you the player, real player, not no flop. Having the very best of life, lots of steak and Perry on. Smoking an ounce a week and every single day with personal freakness. Swinging these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceived it. But your conception, deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's suppressing. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving deposits, keeping your closets open. Knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bars. Steadily calling me Antoine, cause you thinking that you my lady. Bitch, don't play me cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass with me and a goodie, we got danky. So thank me, you wanted that southern plagiaristic game. You was the only one to blame, a nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like Tupac up. I'm leaving these clothes to be the flowers and wait, don't get me. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach her to be that natural woman. She'll be waiting to exhale while you other hoes be dumb and dumb.
Black on black, lack no star. When is attention so that no one knows who us are. Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa pa. In this doggy dog world, kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my bowl of kibbles and bits I want to earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school, now they dyking.
Having no mercy for the disrespect they want. Be hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, deaf and fine. They be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she tipping that wine behind my back. They squawk like vultures, off and on like twins and coaches, baby. Hey, faking it like these sculptured nails. But they can go to hell and lay one loser, cause they burn it anyway. Big boy user and abuser.